if you shift from who to what, your learning dramatically changes. Hi, everybody. It's the Pre-Accident Podcast Safety Moment. I'm your host, Todd Conklin. How are you today? Hey, this is a good one. You'll like this one. So, you know, I've spent a bunch of my career asking people to shift from why to how. And the shift from why to how really draws you from really understanding sort of incentives and consequence to actually looking at context and local rationale. So why sort of drives you to incentives and what's going to happen. How drives you to really the conditions that existed to put a worker in a position where whatever happened, happened. We got a pretty good handle on that. I mean, that'd be a pretty good little safety moment, but I sort of want to use that safety moment as a way to sort of kick into this next safety moment. Spent a couple weeks with Sidney Decker recently, and he was really big on asking people to shift from who to what. Which sounds really simple, and I mean, I've thought about this a lot, but I've never put it as succinctly as he did. So instead of asking who failed, ask what failed. Now, that's really powerful. And you know this, because the power you have is not in the answer to your question, it's in the question. And so crafting questions is really the art of everything. It's definitely the art of managing highly reliable organizations. You want to craft questions that actually drive answers that create thought. Thought. It's all about thought because thought's where learning comes from. This idea of shifting from who failed to what failed changes the question so dramatically that it force functions you away from sort of blame and punish, from looking at workers and how bad things happened, bad choices were made, bad decisions, bad mistakes, errors, all those kind of things, to really more significantly looking at the system in which the failure happened. For medicine, and there are a lot of people that work in the medical industry that listen to this, a whole bunch of you, I would actually encourage this more than anything, and I would start this immediately. Instead of saying who failed on wrong medication or wrong transferal or wrong whatever, let's ask what failed. And it's going to take us to an entirely different part of the organization, and it may, just may, and that's the important thing, it may help us understand much differently the way we think about, understand, learn from, and move forward to build and restore stronger organizations. It's an easy change, you guys. Instead of asking who failed, ask what failed. That's the safety moment for today. I hope you get what you need. That's so important to me. Hey, if you haven't picked up your copy of Workplace Fatalities, it's probably time. You're probably the last on your block to not have read it. It's not a big book, so don't freak out about that. It's got some pictures, so that'll make you, well, they're really more diagrams than pictures, but they're in there. It's also a really good chance to sort of shift your thinking around the way your organization is managing high-risk catastrophic failure. And that's a pretty important shift. I really want you to take a chance to read this. Buy the book. Buy a bunch of them. Have all your leaders read it. Dig deeply into it. I think it'll make a difference. Until then, though, learn something new every single day. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe.